Welcome to My Soul to Soul Journey podcast, where we take intimate journeys to discover deeper connections. On this podcast, we will unravel the tales of our past love lives to uncover the profound lessons they can offer for our current and future relationships. My name is Tracy, and I'm your guide to transforming your love life by journeying from past experiences to present wisdom, personal growth, stronger bonds, and a renewed perspective on love. Whether you're in the throes of a budding romance, seeking understanding and closure from the past, or perhaps you're just curious about the transformative power of love and enjoy listening to real stories from real people connected to multiple lives, tune in and subscribe as we turn heartaches into stepping stones and connections into profound lessons right here on My Soul to Soul Journey. Today, I'd like to introduce you to my special guest, Alejandra. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is going to be fun. So what would you like to discover on today's journey?
That's such a good question that I have been thinking about since we started messaging. I guess my brain is kind of leaning more towards, did I make some kind of, did I take anything from my past lives into this one? I totally understand that, you know, a lot of our connections are lessons, but are all my connections going to be lessons on this time on earth? You know what I mean? Did I say anything or do anything where this lifetime was just going to be a little bit more difficult when it comes to that portion of life?
Okay. So are we talking like specifically about love lives, like our love relationships?
Yeah. And first and foremost, I understand you have to love ourselves before. Yes. We can love anybody else. I wholeheartedly understand that process. So going a little bit deeper than that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So is there like a pattern that you've been experiencing or something that just happened possibly that we can specify on?
I think there's been patterns of lessons.
Okay.
All have been strong lessons.
Okay. Okay. And so are you wishing to overcome and just have one that it's just growth? Would that be your ultimate? Or what would be, let me reframe that. What would be your ultimate? Like, so if we could clear something or we could discover something, what would be your ultimate outcome?
I guess to understand if it's something that I still have to continue to work on within myself, that's getting in the way, or did I make a pact from the past life that there was going to be just a specific way for me in this one and with my love?
Okay. That's perfect. So as you know, let's go ahead and take some deep breaths. And we're going to ask our guides in the universe and so on and so forth as you're doing to see if there is anything specific that is preventing you or holding you back. And if that is the destiny to just have these, you know, finish up these lessons, finish up these contracts, or if there's something else coming in. So just go ahead and take a deep breath. And let it all go, shake off the morning. And as you do that, as you keep breathing, I'm going to ask silently that the information that we receive today be for the highest good of all concerned. And I'm also going to ask for a safe place for each of us to receive the information and allow anything that is helpful to come forth. So go ahead and take a nice deep breath in again. And I'm going to get silent just for a second so I can turn into your energy. And let's see what pictures are coming up. Okay, so just so you know, I do see pictures. So a lot of this, my eyes will be closed. If I get silent for a moment, it's just because I'm deciphering what those pictures are. I also tend to see metaphorically, so it might take me a second to decipher. But if I can't understand the picture that I'm seeing, I will go ahead and share that with you so that maybe it has a meaning for you. But right now, the first thing you took me to is you are a maid, and you're a maid in, it's like a castle. But it's not big. It's, when I say a castle, all I'm seeing is the stone walls. So hold on one second. Let me see. You are back. I'm getting like the 1600s, 1700s. And you are in Europe. You're in an undesigned or there's no borders yet. So I really don't know what area, but I would say, you know, it's rolling hills. So for me, it would be like, let me see, Iceland's green and Greenland's ice, right? It's over in that area, Norway, over. You're a woman, but you in that lifetime spent your life as a servant serving others. So in other words, you served the people that owned the estate. It feels as if they have it's like a sheep farm. There's livestock where the things, and you put together, you gathered from, it was your very farm to table. I don't know if that means anything to you in this lifetime. Very organic, very farm to table, very hunter-gatherer. You did it all. And you served, you had that special part of you that knew, you had that intuitive thing with you, even though you didn't call it your intuition at that time. You had the innate knowing of what to serve them, when to make them happy, which is why you stayed where you were at. You didn't, because you were in that position, you did not allow yourself love. You did not allow yourself partnership. But you did, you were fulfilled and you were very happy in that lifetime, but you did not have a partner. So that could be a little true. Does that relate to you now?
A little bit.
Okay. let's see. I think that was it on that lifetime. Are you very organic and farm to table? Do you cook?
Well, I have prepared my idea of cooking. I had to reframe it. And when I feel emotional or stressed, I'll cook to feel better. Oh, that's funny. And I had to change my whole perspective on cooking because it came from the women, right? It came down
yes.
from the women. Now I like it. But yes, is it very, if I'm cooking, is it very clean? Try to be very vegetable.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, that's what that is. Okay. So let's go into, if you just want to take another deep breath, I'm going to ask for another lifetime with partnership. Okay, so now we're going to go back. You've got a lot of European, you've got a lot of foreign lifetimes, but you showed me two there. I'm going to pick the one that's most prominent. Now, it wasn't as if you were in, you had a lot of people courting you at that time. You were in how they show in, I'm trying to, these pictures are funny, but so let me take a breath. Okay, so as back in London, when you see the old movies and pictures where you have the women walking the streets with their petticoats and their umbrellas and they're in the high nines, right? And they're doing, that was you. You came from money. You had money. Your parents were wealthy at that time, not like royalty wealthy, but very wealthy, well-to-do. They were, I want to say, in textiles, so like with fabric, with sewing and making things. I don't know if they actually made the dresses, but they imported the fabrics. So you had the most beautiful dresses, like in colors that everybody wanted. You're very envious in that aspect to the other women. But you had a lot of men courting you. And you waited some time. At that time in the period in time, you didn't marry off young like that you were supposed to, right? Like they did back then. You waited because you were very, very particular. You wanted the certain things. So your laundry list, so to say, for men and for a partner was very detailed and very precise. And it wasn't so much that was your doing and that was your belief. It was more so your parents and your ancestors of this is what you need to do for the family to move forward. Interesting. So why this is coming up is flex. So what it's saying is to take some of those things and say that instead of saying, oh, I want him to have brown eyes, flex that a little bit to say, you know, because there's variations of brown. There's hazel, there's light brown, there's, you know, golden brown. Flex those, that list you have in this lifetime of a partner, be open to flex that. Interesting word there. Does that word resonate with you? It's not a word I would use, is why.
It's that, that's funny. It's just more of a slang term from growing up.
Okay.
Kind of flexing me. That's funny. Oh, wow.
I'm like, why that word? Okay. That makes sense to you. Good job. Okay. Yeah, so yes.
So
go ahead.
Funny.
So be open a little bit to that list. And then the other thing is bringing forward, because it is showing me why I chose that one, is because you do have a lot of suitors here. You do have I'm getting tingles. You do have a lot of people open and ready to love. And you do have one in particular, actually, two possibilities, but one that's in particular that wants to grow. When he's showing me the energy, he's literally picking up the ball, right? It's like, and he does play sports, but he's picking up the ball, but he's picking up you, like a football, and running, like let's go, let's do this. So, you know, hopefully he doesn't do that, but maybe he will, you know, literally just like he would, you know, sidearm, picking up the football and just taking off, and he wants to grow with you, like he wants to do it all. So you do have that coming in, if that answered your question, in this lifetime. You do have those possibilities, but what it's telling me is, that's such a weird word for me, sorry. Flex, be open, allow for those, and let go. Why the ancestors come in is my advice would be to let go of some of those ancestral patterns, because as I tap into that, you have, it feels like a grandma or a great grandmother coming in. Almost, she was a little bit more non-traditional. And she's trying to say, you know, it's okay to not do it the way we always did it, because I know you want to get something else out of it. I need to record. I'm glad we recorded that. So again, you don't have to do it the way you always did it or the way it's always been done. You're going to get something out of it. And part of that, when I'm going to come forward to you now in this lifetime, is you are breaking some of those ancestral patterns, those ancestral change. It's like you just said, nope, not for me. So in that, right, when you do that, you don't have a blueprint. You don't have a way to say, this is funny. You don't have a way, you don't have a new recipe to go forward. And what you just showed me is, this is kind of funny. You've always made enchiladas this way, and now you're finding out that you're allergic to cheese. So you have to get a new recipe for these enchiladas. Okay. So get creative. So, okay. So go ahead and share how is that like.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
So if you could just share with me, how did that, why the giggle?
Yes, I love the energy. Okay, so I understand flex.
Uh-huh.
And it's what we're proud of in a person.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of made sense, because if I wasn't proud of them, I felt very uncomfortable always in a lot of them. So that hits me back. So that takes me back. The huntress, like when you said that I hunted and did all that, that got me a little emotional right away. So that was pretty cool. But hearing that, it was really cool. Knowing that I'm non-traditional, and I've always fought that, because I know, but it's still like a bit of a challenge. So it's a lot of confirmation on the generational healing, and then the breaking of the pattern. So that's pretty,
so just take a second, because this came up for me I guess during our little environmental universal timeout of COVID, is to take some of those traditions, those rituals that we've done with our family and friends and so on and so forth, and recreate them. So this is, tap into that innate creativity that I'm feeling you have. It's intense. and how could you bring in some of those things, some of those traditions, and recreate them so that you're still carrying on some of those, those ancestral things? Because parts of them are really good, very, very valuable, but parts of them needed to be reframed. One in particular you're showing me is communication. And that comes in. And how you, the interestingly enough, you're, because I said so. It's like, no, that doesn't work anymore. So learning to do the I said so, and learning to honor that, the I said so, but also learning to open that up and again flex to say, this is great. Like, I love this part of what you're saying, but can we change it into this? Or would you be open to doing this? Does that make sense? Again, oh, yeah. The word flex is coming in. I just literally want to take my hands from the center and pull it out. So expand. Expand on some of those ancestral traditions, because that's what's going to carry forth.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So I said so versus expand on listening.
Mm-hmm. So yes, when you come up with those, I said so, right? Moments in communication, it, you know, we're going to do it because I said so. Well, that's kind of a stonewall statement, can be. And you just kind of learn to, how do we say it? I'm getting an example of a mother talking to a child and saying, when you're here, you be quiet. And the kid's like, well, why? Like they're in a movie, you know, in a movie theater. Well, why? And the mom says, well, because I said so. And the child says, well, I have a question. And the mom says, well, we're supposed to be quiet when we're in the movie theater. So do you understand how it's always been done this way? Everybody's been quiet and the kid's like, well, I don't want to be quiet. I have a question. I want to know why they're doing this on the screen, right? So looking maybe at that moment, this is just, you know, an example, but to say to the child, okay, remember your questions or whisper them to me and we'll talk about them later. So do you understand how sometimes taking that I said so and reframing it and transforming it?
And it's really what I've been told, opposed to me saying that.
Yes. Yes.
I don't see that.
No. So it's taking those those ancestral and those parenting and the people from, you know, teachers and government and saying, we do this because I said we do it this way. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's and a lot from church, yeah.
And then transforming that, how can you do that differently? That in itself is part of, I'm not quite sure, I know this is on relationship, but this can also be relationship with business. That in itself, I want you to look at that going forth in your business, because that's showing me that that is going to be a key component, looking at it like that, as you launch whatever you're going to be doing, or whatever you've started doing, actually. Okay. Yeah. So look at that aspect and that component in your business relationships as well.
Okay.
That's just a little hint there. So let's take one more. Let's see. Take another breath. Okay. So where are we at? Okay, this is too broad, so give me 2 seconds to bring this in. Okay, so the person that you're bringing in, you have this thing, and the message here is play more. But when I said it was too broad, is you show me you're in a field, not like a big field, but like if you were on a mountain or in a park type field, and you're running, the grass isn't too high, it's kind of short. This was back, I want to say 1900s, a little bit developed, not much, and you're running through this grass, and your partner is running after you and tackles you in a fun, playful way. You guys are very flirty, very, very playful. And that is your love language, is to play and play hard. You guys just had you had so much fun with each other. You played when you ate, you played, you know, that's how you communicated. And you're showing me this because the partner coming in says that, and this is interesting, play more. It doesn't have to be this hard. So when you're getting serious and it gets to those points, like, get out of your head, go play. And, you know, I would invite you to just go swing on the swings, or, you know, skip in the park, or find friends to go dancing with and be silly with. Go to the movies, watch, you know, whatever it is on your playlist, play.
Yeah, I like that.
So yes, Alejandra, that is your homework, is to go play more.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, it's a permission slip.
Right.
All right, beautiful. So do you have any questions about anything that came through?
No, that kind of hit a lot of points.
Good. Did it answer your question about lessons always being so hard?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So I'm just going to take a second to say thank you so much for sharing this journey with me. I love it. I'm having so much fun doing these. And now to my audience, as we wrap up today's episode on My Soul to Soul Journey, I invite you to consider that each of our past love stories can be a key to deeper self-understanding and a step towards the love we desire. Take a moment to cherish your past and see them as lessons for a future filled with deeper love. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with those on their own path to discovering transformative love. And if you want to be a guest on a future episode, click the link in my bio. You can also find a link to book a private session and receive a personalized guidance on your own soul-to-soul journey. Until next time, keep journeying from soul to soul.